Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 1,000 feet tall and throwing them off the edge of the cliff, and then once they bounce dead at the bottom, throwing a parachute package satchel out so that it falls and bounces next to their dead body. Or it's like shooting somebody in the head with a shotgun and then giving them a Band-Aid. We'll play the clip, part of it, coming up next segment. This is all a concerted UN global government Bill and Melinda Gates Chi-Com plan. It's all exactly choreographed, laid out, planned. I'll do a special transmission tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central, commercial-free, laying out the most critical documents ever discovered in this operation. But, I mean, here's just an example. I told you back last year, before Xi Jinping even announced it, that Communist China was going to be at the heart of the global social credit score through QR codes for you to leave your house, buy or sell, get on a train, a plane, have a job, get on an airplane, you name it. And then Xi Jinping a few months later came out and said, yes, he's running it with the UN. It is now official that the UN is preparing China to run the global QR system. Oh, and don't worry, that way they're all standardized and we're all safe. So you're going to have internal passports worldwide dictated by the UN and the Communist Chinese. Data firm head. China has asked the WHO to let it run global vaccine passport system. Kind of like the U.S. created the internet, so we ran ICANN. Now that's been given to the U.N. Well, the U.N. is in control of this. Bill Gates is in control of the U.N. And now they're going to have China administer it. You think, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, really? Remember 3 years ago I made a big deal about it? And that's when Tim Cook said Jones must be deplatformed now? Reuters had an article saying Chinese intelligence runs Apple, and the executive said, well, that's what happens when you're in China. They now officially have moved there to have tax exemption completely on corporate income tax. So Apple's new base is not Seattle, Washington, or Silicon Valley in California. It is Beijing. It is Peking. It is Communist China. It is Shanghai. And they said in the article, yeah, there it is. Apple's data shows deepening dependence on China as Trump tariffs loom. And they say in there that the code keys to every laptop, every desktop, every phone are held by the CCP. And the article says it's no big deal. And I was told, I was banned a week after that. And Jim Cook said this is incredible. Because I actually got that to Trump, the Reuters article. I got it to him through a Fox TV host. And boy, did they get pissed. That was the last straw. When Trump said, excuse me, Apple has codes in China to everybody's phones, including mine, he called Tim Cook on the phone, I was told, and Tim Cook went into a rage later. So I've gotten pieces of it from every angle. So it's just unbelievable. Yeah, there it is, the battle over Obama's internet surrender. That was the Wall Street Journal 5 years ago. Print me that article, please. I forgot about that. I mean, I mentioned it, but I forgot they had articles about it. So that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. There's the BBC reporting what I'm telling you. So I'm going to explain this again. Worldwide, last March, in every restaurant on the planet that was computerized, you went in, they said, no more menus, scan a QR code. That is to habituate you for the new global system that it's a QR code. Then they're going to claim problems with that and demand a face scan, which they're now already announcing. So China will run a global database with the UN, controlling everywhere you go and what you do. Checkmate, we're taking over. And our Trojan horse government, run by the FBI, the Justice Department, and all these lawyers that have sold us out, and Biden, are doing it now with enjoyment. And the border's being collapsed. Everything's being done by design. We're live, teleprompter free. It's Friday, April 2nd. The year is 2021. Drew Hernandez is about to go down to the border this weekend. We'll be watching his coverage. Great reporter. He'll be in studio this third hour. I'm going to open the phones up later in this hour and the second hour. We have another amazing guest host coming up in the fourth hour.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
In the first 2 months in any administration in history. But we still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century. But my message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming. And at long last, there's hope for so many families. Credit for this progress belongs not to me, but to the American people. Hard-working women and men who have struggled through this pandemic, never given up, and are determined to get the country back on track, as well as their families. But I think it's also a reflection of two things we're doing here. First, the new economic strategy we've launched, one focused on building from the bottom up and the middle out, and one that puts government on the side of working people, and that rewards work, not wealth. When we invest in the American people, it's not just those at the top that make our economy grow. They're the ones that make it grow, ordinary Americans. We saw the economy gain traction in March as the American Rescue Plan moved and got passed, bringing new hope to our country. And we're going to continue to implement that law in the weeks ahead.
By April 7th, it is Friday, April 2nd, 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to analyze the statements that Biden just concluded giving there at the White House, the puppet in chief. Everything they're doing is to demoralize the country, to kill the pipelines, to jack up gas prices, to put in a huge new tax increase that will make even more jobs leave the country. Everything they're doing is to destroy the very existence of this nation. We are under total economic war. Friday Live, Biden pledges to destroy America's racist highways. I'm not joking. While China unveils plan to administer global vaccine passports. Think about the magnitude of how we're being conquered, not just by the UN, but by the communist Chinese. And I'm going to lay all of this out for you today. Biden's infrastructure bill includes $20 billion to destroy highways for being racist. In New York City, the loop around the city will be destroyed. The loop around New Orleans destroyed. The giant new highway they're building in North Houston that everybody desperately needs. He just signed an order. They're not going to build it. It's already halfway built. Total devastation. I mean, this is just B-52 bombers couldn't do this much damage to us. It's a total shutdown of the country. It is Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It is the Great Reset. It is the post-industrial world. Meanwhile, China is building giant empty ghost cities that could house millions, giant bridges, the biggest in the world, just trillions of investment. And everything is going back to the one-sided trade deal where you cannot operate here. Biden has pledged to shut down the remaining coal power plants in the nation and that we are preparing to have consistent rolling blackouts and just the total collapse of the country. You will not be able to do business here. This is called siege. The oldest form of war is to isolate and turn people's energy off their water off, their food off. And then they're going to have us all fight over the scraps the whole time telling us they're here to help. They're here to help. They're here to help. They're here to help. It's like reaching out for somebody's hand. You already knocked them off the cliff. They're hanging on by their fingers. You come and say, let me help you. And you start stepping on their fingers. And to watch his speech was just blood-curdling evil. Look, I didn't predict any of this. People are going to go pull clips from a year ago. They're going to go pull clips from 14 months ago, back in February. And they're going to say, Jones said it came out of the Wuhan lab. Jones said it was a chimera. Jones said Bill Gates was behind it. But it was all on record then. There were major debates in hundreds of scientific publications that I've seen, hundreds, probably thousands, saying you can't have gain-of-function viruses being made at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So they moved it to Wuhan, and Fauci and Gates ran it. 11 programs. You can't make up that the World Fact-Checking Group comes out of the Wuhan lab. But they actually fact-check American, European internet, Australian internet, African internet, global internet through Wuhan lab. They launched the attack of a simulant virus that does still kill people, but is only the precursor to the real virus they're going to release. And I told you that. Bill Gates has now said that. It's back in the news today. They say, oh, a much deadlier type's coming. Don't worry. You're going to wish for the days of COVID. And this was all just a drill to lock us down and make sure we behave when they hit us with a real weapon. And so you either wake up to the horror we're in and you say no to it and we fight back against it politically, culturally, economically, and then defensively if need be, because we are being assaulted, or we submit and die. But make no mistake, this is a civilization-ending, mass depopulation culling program the globalists believe they're carrying out, an act of triage to save the Earth. So, let me just show you these headlines. Data firm head, China has asked WHO to let it run global vaccine passport system. The chairman of the data firm, Panda, claims, well, he doesn't claim, Paul Joseph Watson has written an article, Paul's great, but yeah, he's not claiming, it's fact, that China has asked the World Health Organization to appoint Beijing to oversee the global vaccine passport system, an ominous prospect given China's social credit score system operates. During an interview with the Integral Biz News Investment Conference, Nick Hudson explained why this was such a chilling development, saying he was worried about the fabric of society and the future of his children. Quote, China is petitioning the World Health Organization to appoint it to run the Global Immune Passport Program. Now, if that doesn't scare the living daylights out of you, I don't know what will, said Hudson. This kind of centralization, this kind of control, social credit systems, we need to push back against this stuff because it's coming. It's not coming, it's here. Well, let me see, because, it's claimed by this guy who's involved in it. No, here's CNN, November 23rd last year. China's Xi Jinping is pushing for global COVID QR code. He may struggle to convince the world. They always make you, oh, don't worry, it's coming, but don't worry. It's always the same tactic. He's already running it with the UN. They already own it. The globalists put Xi Jinping in charge. The globalists put the UN in charge. The Rockefellers did it all. Here it is, okay? You read the article. They admit they're setting it up and petition to do it. Chinese President Xi Jinping pushes for QR code-based global travel system, MSN. China trying to use COVID fears to launch a global tracking system for humans. There it all is. So it's not just draconian and bad. They're getting all the corporations that are already teamed up with China to do it outside of even our government. And just like with big tech running the country, censoring everybody, censoring the president, helping steal the election, Congress will sit there and the governors will sit there with their thumbs, you know where, while this happens. Give everyone a barcode. China's trying to use COVID fears to launch a global tracking system. CBN. And now here we are, and it's all unfolding right now. That's why when you go in a restaurant, they have a QR code, or they go, would you like to do the touchless pay for COVID? It's all mental illness. It's all garbage. The same number of people died roughly in 2020, died in 2019. If you had population increase, actually the number of deaths went down because somebody was driving cars. There was a lot less automobile accidents. But that's all borne out by the numbers. That's all borne out by the numbers. But we just sit here and we put up with this. But, yeah, if you're in the dark, not getting vitamin D, not getting zinc, not getting leafy vegetables, not getting any of that. Yeah, anything will kill you. You will die. And I know everybody knows that, but we've got to explain it to everybody else and say, hey, let's stop complying. And it's starting to happen. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get more into the next real assault they're getting ready to launch. I told you they are. Now they're admitting it. I know their mind. I know their operations. But first, before I hit this incredible stack of news, CNN says you shouldn't be allowed to leave your house unless you take whatever vaccines Bill Gates says. But they say, oh, don't worry about the side effects of the death. It's worth it. That's all coming up. But first, I want to hit racist highways and Joe Biden and the speech he just gave about how he's rescuing you and he's saving you with a $1,400 check. Many people out of work for a year. Oh, but $1,400, that's one. He's a hero, like Superman with a red cape. I mean, except he looks like an old dead corpse. Looks like a kind of a dead Superman, but all shriveled like a mummy man. Mummy man. And he's the Chi-Com puppet. And we'll be right back to lay it out for you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
My game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, this is not a joke. This is real. They shut down the Keystone pipeline. It cost tens of millions of dollars to build, and it was going to literally buoy the entire U.S. economy and have our oil exports be completely dominant for the next 20 years. That's been shut off. And the left is saying they've got all these bills to destroy our dams and our hydroelectric facilities that create electricity. They're shutting down all the coal power plants. They're devaluing the dollar. They're announcing we're not open for business. They're announcing huge new tax increases, which will stall the economy out even faster. They ordered these illegal lockdowns that have bankrupted half of the small businesses in the U.S., most of which will never come back. In fact, some numbers are even worse than that. But here's Biden saying he's going to save you and that it's a loving hand, $1,400, for what's happened to you. So you got a couple $1,000s for the first 6 months. Now you get $1,400 for the next, and you go into debt. You get to pay it back yourself. This is the uniform social credit score. This is the universal guaranteed basic income to totally control you. That's what the head of the Federal Reserve says they want. And who's the head of the Federal Reserve? They're the head of the private foreign European banking consortium that hijacked this country in 1913. Hard to believe now. 108 years ago. Seems like yesterday we had the 100th anniversary of that. So these people want us under their control, just like in Venezuela, or just like in Argentina, or just like in North Korea. They're doing it by design. Give people some freedom, same population, same people, same culture, you get South Korea rich and powerful. Just a little bit of freedom. No freedom, hell on earth. It's a decision by these people, and it's so cynical. Look at these headlines on InfoWars.com. Biden infrastructure bill includes $20 billion to destroy highways for being racist. Now, if you're not aware of this, I'm not joking. Here's some of the headlines. Here's out of the News Gazette. Biden administration may target racist highways. That was December. Woman called for highway removal in a black neighborhood. Well, my God. One person calls for a statue to come down. One person calls for a cross to come down. One person calls for a highway to come down. The White House singled it out in its infrastructure plan as racist, and they're announcing the big giant highway that brings all the jobs and to the neighborhood and people can get around the town will be destroyed. I mean, I shouldn't laugh at this. This is so evil, ladies and gentlemen. L.A. freeways are the most racist California monuments, L.A. Times. In June of last year, they said, get rid of the highways. Yeah. You couldn't destroy the state faster. Absolutely. Don't let people get anywhere or go anywhere. They want you locked in your neighborhood. That's the L.A. Times. No money. No Biden infrastructure money for racist L.A. freeway expansion. And then it shows all the traffic. Yes, it's terrible if a highway comes through and tells you pays you double what it's worth for your house. Yes, do not expand anything. Shut down while China explodes. Look at these racist pillars. Biden infrastructure plan tackles historic racial inequities. Racist Texas highway boondoggle dealt blow by booty plugs, booty judges, FHWA. This is real news, folks. This is real news articles. Booty judge wants you to have to pay a tax by the mile on top of everything else. Again, but China doesn't do that. Everything to shut you down. Everything to destroy you. That's the name of the game. But don't worry, Biden is saving you. Here he is just 30 minutes ago giving a speech. from the White House.
When we invest in the American people, it's not just those at the top that make our economy grow. They're the ones that make it grow, ordinary Americans. We saw the economy gain traction in March as the American Rescue Plan moved and got passed, bringing new hope to our country. And we're going to continue to implement that law in the weeks ahead. By April 7th, next week, over 130 million households will have gotten their $1,400 per person rescue check.
All right, boss.
Funds.
How gracious. Oh, my gosh. You lock them down. You bankrupt them. You have police horses attack them. But all the big box stores are open. All the big techs open. They all double, triple profits. But now you're going to get a check. You're all learning how to be slaves now. Like you're like a slave down on the hold of a ship. And the slave master gives you an apple, maybe once on the travel over, so you don't die. Here's an apple. Here, let's go back.
Local communities to put educators, health care workers, home health care aides, police, firefighters, sanitary workers back on the job. They're getting more aid for small businesses. We're also going to hang an open sign again on the door to rehire folks that had to be let go. And in the months ahead, a new child care tax credit will cut taxes and provide help to millions of families with young children. There's nothing, nothing. I know you're tired of hearing me say this, but I mean, there's nothing the American people cannot do if we give them a chance. And the American Rescue Plan does precisely that for hardworking middle-class folks at long last. Secondly, today's report also reflects the progress we've made on my other key priority, getting the American people vaccinated. We've turned around a slow-moving vaccination program into being the envy of the world. Yesterday, we set an all-time record for Thursday vaccinations, ending a seven-day period.
Let's go ahead and shut it down. Thank you. He goes on and on to say, I'm saving you. I'm helping you. You're helping yourself. We're going to hang signs up saying you're reopened. Really, you've been bankrupt. You're gone. You've had to move from your town, maybe in with your parents. Your parents have moved in with you. Maybe your kids have moved in with you. You lost that lease. You got bad credit now. But it's okay. We're going to hang a sign back up. He's going to give you help. He's going to send you some money. China created more billionaires than all their billionaires combined last year. China took over the planet. China quadrupled its Belt and Road. First it had doubled it, but now it's highways and it's trains into Europe. We are in cardiac arrest. And all these idiots are virtue signaling, wearing their little mask. And Biden's now petitioning the governors to never take the damn mask off because it's a symbol of the death shroud over our face forever. Tucker Carlson got into it last night, did a great job. We'll play some of that when we come back. And I'm going to look at the infrastructure shutdown and what governors and states and we the people can do to say no to this. But the idea of we shut your economy down and now we're going to save you. And, oh, we're going to get money down into your towns to get you reopened when none of it's designed to do that. And they know that it's killed people's habits of going out and it's fundamentally shifted the collapse of Main Street even faster. And they even admit, Klaus Schwab and others, they did it all on purpose and brag how they did it and said now that the public submitted, the real bioweapons are coming to save the earth. I've got them quoting how it's going to be so good. How we're not going to have a bunch of people around anymore, and we're just here getting ready for this, reading where these psychos have projected all this out and have all these war games. And tomorrow, 3 p.m., I'm coming in to tape it before, had a bunch of documents, graphics, all of it. I'm going to show you the compendium of this and new documents that are incredible, that are wargaming out what already happened, what's currently happening, and what's coming from John Hopkins. That is tomorrow. But they want to wage war on independent businesses, on small businesses, on independent media. It's a war on the people. It's a war on freedom because you can't have an America left when the rest of the world's under tyranny. And you can't have InfoWars on the air if you're going to sell this tyranny. If you're going to gaslight people. That's why we got to keep InfoWars on the air. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are living in such an incredibly historic time. The globalists call it the end of history. They call it the end of the human system. They call it the final revolution. It's based on dumbing humanity down, destroying our genetics, and rendering us obsolete so that they, the technocrats, can rebuild humanity in their God's image. Why did Genghis Khan take over so many civilizations and kill so many millions of people? Because he wanted to dominate and control everybody. Why did Hitler do what he did? Why did Stalin do what he did? Why did Mao Zedong do what he did? Why did Lenin do what he did? Why did Julius Caesar do what he did? Well, he was protecting their frontiers. The Romans, you could say, in many cases, were not as tyrannical as the modern tyrants. But they did still take over. But this isn't like the Romans taking over where they bring you civilization and technology and the aqueducts. This is a post-human anti-technology system that uses technology to enslave and domesticate and then finally annihilate humanity. It is the final revolution. And to watch the once free nations of Europe, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada dismantled in front of us and destroyed, and the pipelines shut down, and the roads being demolished, and the dams being destroyed, and the children's minds being annihilated, and the open pedophilia and open Satanism. This isn't just some economic weapon cooked up by Hollywood and the Chinese. This is what they like to do, and they're doing it to us in an act of raw power and domination. And we sit here with our open free society model in a daze as it moves so quickly. 10 years ago, we were going 5 miles an hour. 5 years ago, we were going 50 miles an hour. 3 years ago, we were going 100 miles an hour. 2 years ago, we were going 200 miles an hour. A year ago, we were going 500 miles an hour. And now we're going 10,000 miles an hour down the rat hole. And we're going to go 1 million miles an hour and 2 million miles an hour and 1 billion miles an hour right into hell, ladies and gentlemen. That's how tyranny works. It builds up. It gets its confidence going. People submit, and like dominoes, boom, kills everybody. And John Hopkins, I'll cover it tomorrow, has got it all laid out, how the collapse is going to work, how there are going to be so many brain-damaged people from these vaccines, the society will shut down, and we're just going to have big mass reclamation centers right out of Soylent Green where we're just killing people around the clock. Young people, old people, you just sign the paperwork, roll your son in, your daughter in, your mama, your daddy, 20 years old, 30 years old, 60 years old, because they could have just given them something that killed them right away. That'd be too obvious. You'd fight back. Or something that kills you on the road, but instantly when you finally die. No, they want it to be something that wipes you out. They want it to be something that weighs on everyone. They want the sorrow and the pain and the breakdown, and have the big medical system suck everything out of you, squeezing you dry before they blast you out into dust. I'll show you the John Hopkins documents tomorrow and the Rockefeller Foundation documents tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central. Because I'm not going to name this thing until we get to it and cover it properly. But that's what all this is. Oh, the pipeline's evil. Oh, the highway's racist. Oh, math is racist. Remember that? Oh, 2 + 2 = whatever you want. Oh, the family's racist. Oh, yes, that's an evil white Christian thing. Oh, really? No institution can stand that isn't their institution. And their institution's mission is your destruction. Right out of hell. And they have whole government programs that push that math is racist because it requires a right answer. That's right. They're even saying mathematics is overall inherently evil because they don't want the public to have reason. They want a bunch of superstitious, mindless, leftist idiots imagining racism everywhere when it's the globalists that are anti-human overall. And so we're all busy fighting with each other in the twilight of our existence with a bizarre death cult, exterminist cult in control. But there's always that element of humanity that ends up during decadent cycles taking control and then engaging in a mass culling. And you could say there's a group above them that use this group to bring pittance and to bring strength back to the body politic. A dialectic of destruction. A symphony of destruction and then rebirth. But that is not what this is. This is the final revolution. So here's Tucker Carlson for a few minutes talking about the racist highways, and Biden's already listed. The big North Texas, North Houston, South Texas highway expansion project, almost done, like the Keystone Pipeline. The big highway loop around New Orleans. And it's actually in the news. They go, look, the highway's above you. It's you're black. It's above you. It's racist. Talking to you like they think you're pygmies or something, you know. Well, if you take somebody's picture, it steals a soul. And yeah, we'll get rid of that highway and you'll be prosperous. Yes, yes. But foreign enemy could get us to do this. Well, the globalists, that's our foreign enemy. And here we are. And New York, you know, Biden lists a highway has got to be get rid of the big loop in New York. I mean, you can't get on that loop and just drive where you want from a job. I mean, that's racist to have that freedom to travel and yet all be packed in those subways where you can be gang raped or thrown in front of the tracks. It's so racist to have a car and be able to kind of do your own thing. You don't let slaves do that. I mean, you don't let them leave their house. They're under house arrest. AP said we need permanent house arrest 2 days ago. CNN said use the vaccine to control. We don't need all this freedom. They're the good guys. They're CNN. We need to be locked up in our houses. Yes. Cuomo said on CNN, if your 11-year-old daughter doesn't like seeing a man's genitals in the shower, she's a bigot. Why, it's a gift for your 11-year-old daughter to have the volleyball coach that says she's a female, that's a biological male, in the shower with your daughter, like Cuomo said. Here's part of Tucker talking about it.
Flying cars? Teleport machines? Sadly not. But we are going to modernize those highways. And honestly, a lot of them could use it. But what does modernizing highways mean exactly? What are the details in that? Well, the Washington Post gave us some idea. According to the paper, an activist called Amy Stelly has been demanding the removal, not the building, the removal of a highway in New Orleans that cuts through her neighborhood. She thinks that highway, called the Claiborne Expressway, is bad. It's an eyesore, and it contributes to pollution in her neighborhood. And for years, she's demanded that local leaders get rid of it, but they've refused. People use it. It's an important stretch of road in New Orleans. But now the White House and Joe Biden's infrastructure plan have decided that highway is an example of, quote, historic inequity. And that can be solved by billions in new spending. In other words, it's a racist highway, so you've got to pay to tear it down. Amy Stelly was enthused by this. I'm floored, she said. I'm thrilled to hear President Biden call out the Claiborne Expressway as a racist highway. Yeah, and not just racist, sexist and transphobic, too. That highway is a Jim Crow dog whistle for white supremacy, not to mention QAnon insurrections. Got to tear it down. Expect a lot more highways to meet that fate. People who believe highways are racist are going to get tens of billions of dollars as part of this plan, as long as they're in what the Biden administration calls underserved communities. The entirety of this infrastructure plan looks more like a mashup of intersectional theory from Wesley and then some kind of South African-style spoil system. We saw a taste of that earlier this year when Joe Biden sent billions of dollars to African-American farmers in this country purely because of how they look. Now, that's illegal, it's immoral, it's completely divisive, but it's just the beginning. In his infrastructure bill, Joe Biden calls pretty strongly for sending $25 billion to historically black universities and other, quote, minority-serving institutions for research and development. Now, you may think it's a good idea, you should have to explain why, but it's not infrastructure. He'd also like to eliminate, quote,
it's all total pandering while they want to kill you with the poison vaccines. We'll be right back and let us have the latest COVID information. I'm Al Schoen. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back to the dreaded Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, Hunter Biden, the fount of truth, came out and said, basically, yeah, the laptop's me. In bed with my niece naked, smoking crack. Chinese sex slaves, it's all me. And NPR's done a retraction. They said, okay, we said it wasn't real, even though Biden never denied it. Twitter, of course, restricted the New York Post and everybody else. Didn't matter. There were thousands of videos and thousands of emails and thousands of photos of him having sex with underage girls. He's Hunter Biden, the smartest guy the puppet president knows. But Matt Gaetz, with no proof why he's got to be removed. Well, they're saying he might have given a 22-year-old girl $1,000 one time. And maybe she flew in a commercial flight with him, so that's sex trafficking. Of course, he's not on Alita Express flying to a Caribbean island, and now we're learning it's not a 17-year-old girl, but it's okay, because Tim Cook runs death camps. They're the moral media. They're going to get that Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz did something real, I'd throw him under the bus just like that. But that's not what happened here. I've also gotten to experience them doing it to me. But of course, I said, go ahead, publish all your lies. Ha-ha. And of course, they don't. But with Gates, they hate him so much that they went ahead and went with it. Because they believe they have dominance over the internet, so people can't respond. Coming up next hour, I'm going to play Hunter Biden on TV going, oh, yeah, that's probably my laptop, you know. election's over. He stole the election. Now you can just kind of, all right, demystify it. Yeah, I like to, you know, get in bed with my niece. You know, she's 12 at the time. Yeah, you know, we pose with our genitals out. It's no big deal. I mean, it's trendy. He's a Biden. He's the smartest man Joe Biden knows. So again, and if you talk bad about him, you're attacking his veteran, other son that died, Bo. So don't do that. Remember Trump was talking about the laptop? You know, your son's laptop. Shut up about my military veteran son that died. Well, that's a good argument. That's coming up. Oh, and then now tell us about the executive order. Big Reuters article, what he's going to do with the executive order, how he's going to get your guns, how he's going to SWAT team you. That's all coming up next hour. I mean, this is the big assault. We're just sitting here talking about it. And even Ted Cruz and other people like Senator Paul are still just all kind of calm, like, yeah, well, you know, you might want to take the mask off. It's all theater. And, yeah, the border's got a crisis. And instead of, like, we're under UN global government attack against populism. We're having our industry shut down, the opposite of what Trump did. We're under military corporate attack. We should be saying that. Instead, they're purging the military, preparing them to go after anybody that's conservative. In fact, the latest manual, as you know, came out on Monday. I never even covered it. You know, it came out 5 days ago that in the training manuals, they tell them, it's not just the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers that are Nazis now. It's not just Alex Jones that's a Nazi. It's not just Trump that's bad or Make America Great Again hats. Any conservative partisanship. Oh, so you can't be like, I'm pro-life, I'm pro-gun, I'm pro-America. Exactly. Yeah, the military said they hired a super SJW to run it that you will basically not be conservative. Of course. That's how this works. Well, I'm for banning the KKK speech because, you know, they're bad people. Yeah, nobody listens to them. But once you let them ban their speech, baby, they banned everybody else's. Yeah, people ask, will conservatives be listed as radicals? And this week they said, indeed. Here's the search engine. New Pentagon anti-racism training. No partisanship. So that's all coming up as well next hour. Let me do this, and then I'll hit the COVID news. If it's the big news I'll be hitting tomorrow. Just a prelude to that. A hors d'oeuvre, a opening shot, as they say. Pun intended. God gave you everything you need to operate. Oxygen and water are essential. Food is essential because it has vitamins and minerals in it and trace elements. If you don't have it, you die. Everybody knows that. Cold starvation. Well, we're in a system of a lot of food, but a lot of it doesn't have real vitamins or real minerals or real amino acids. That's why I supplement, others supplement. Vitamin Mineral Fusion formula, a liquid total multivitamin mineral with amino acids. Tastes great. Great for children, old people, young people. Much higher level of absorption because you drink it. Saliva gets into it. That breaks it down further. So important, especially for older folks that have malabsorption issues in their guts. It is a bestseller. We always sell out of it. We can't even keep it in stock. It's hard to get the organic ingredients. And so people say, well, just up the amount you order. Why is it always sold out? We can't. We got a very small order. And again, at current sales rates, it'll be sold out by the middle of next week. Despite that, I've got it. More didn't come in for a while. I've got it at 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's funding our operation. You need it. Take a scoop of it, two scoops of it, put it in a pitcher of water, stir it up, have it there for your wife, your husband, your kids. It's great for your employees. It makes a great gift as well. Don't just get people to tune into the show. Give them the gift of health. Say to your mom, your dad, your neighbor, hey, why don't you take a liquid vitamin? It tastes great. Liquid mineral. Well, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is there, and it is a bestseller. People love it. It's way stronger than Knockout. I'm not competing with Knockout. They're two different formulas, but Knockout has 1 milligram of melatonin. This has 4, and it's the same with all the other ingredients. It's probably 5 times stronger than Knockout, and Knockout's strong. down and out, the liquid's still available, but we have Rocket Rest is the powdered version, extremely strong. Some folks like powder better than they like liquid. It's the strongest one we've got, total dosage, and it's got everything in it. Rocket Rest, back in stock at drjonesnaturals.com or InfoWarsStore.com. I'd add developed it with a top supplement formulator. We said we want the strongest, safe, healthy sleep aid. Blast off the sleep. Gets you to about 35 minutes on an average person, and blast off when you wake up. But be ready to sleep deep, and it is so restorative. So, Rocket Rest, back in stock, 40% off, 50% off Lung Cleanse, back in stock, and, of course, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There's also an address there in the contact area if you'd like to write to us to order as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, look, I always tend to obsess over COVID because that's their big takeover, foot in the door, crowbar in the door, takeover system. Like a mosquito comes and puts its proboscis into you and sucks your blood. I mean, that's the point of entry. That's how they're raping you, raping us. So what I'll do is this. I want to get to the Hunter Biden news. I want to get to the gun-grabbing news because that's important. And then I'm going to hit this more in detail. But here's some of the headlines for you. You can probably put the pieces together yourself. Paul Joseph Watson article. Professor says COVID-19 will be like a fond caress in comparison to the next pandemic. And, of course, the professor is tied in with a globalist, so he knows what he's talking about. Bill Gates is saying the same thing. This is all just a drill to lock you down before they hit you with the real weapon. So I would get ready for that. CNN demands no freedoms. That's a quote for Americans without vaccination. Don't freak out, though, says CNN. Side effects like convulsing or bleeding and having ulcers all over your body are no big deal. So enjoy. Death is a side effect, too. You should enjoy it. Professor says, again, though, that you're going to love the next one that's coming. We have a video of a woman knocked unconscious by a police horse during brutal lockdown in Brussels, Belgium. She saw an April Fool saying there'd be a party at the park. And so she went there. So a giant Clydesdale ran her over and almost killed her. What heroes keeping everyone safe? Imagine if any other cop did that. But she's white, so it's okay, too. I mean, she's a white devil, and it's white cops. And so a giant horse just full runs her over. She doesn't even know they're there. And those police need to be charged with attempted murder, but they won't. Because they work for the murdering globalists, totally locking us down, totally dominating us, putting us under permanent martial law until we accept a global cashless world ID social credit score run by China, now officially announced. Just a total nightmare, maximum evil. The banks have bought off your leaders. We need a peaceful revolution against these people. But they're going to start a violent one first, with their guns, with their horses. And then anytime the cops try to be good in the city and stand up, they activate Black Lives Matter Soros group to have white groups go out and start a race war and try to trick blacks into it. So, yeah, show that footage again. The woman has no idea even what's behind her. She's not even looking at them. And they're like, well, they're told. Believe me, they're told back at the police station. You go out, you dominate, you let folks know what's going on. And just boom, Clydesdale right over you. They're heroes protecting us from COVID. Came out of the Wuhan lab, cooked up by Bill Gates and all of them. Boom, we'll show you, lady. He'll probably get a commendation, be saluted by the news, because if they can run over women, if they can kill children in front of you, they can do it all. How dare them come out and get sun? How dare them not stay in their houses? How dare them not stay in there and die and learn how to be prisoners under these Nazi monster scum? Don't worry, they're getting rewards right now. She might die. Police will be saluted as good officers. They're told to battle the Muslims. Yep, that's the traitors in Europe selling their own countries out. The police are the enemy in Europe and in the UK.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.